Hey guys, I'm here with my favorite co-host, Ajua and Drizzle. What's up, guys?
Hey guys.
Hey.
What's up, good? Nothing much. Oh my god. Yes, I was listening to the radio today, and guess what? It's been 3 years.
3 years what?
3 years since Ebony passed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's been 3 years, guys.
I think
it feels honestly surreal. Honestly speaking.
I know. I remember when you were her, you used to play her songs all the time.
Hustle. I used to play Hustle a whole lot. I used to jam to it. Oh my god. It feels surreal. I know, right? Like, it feels like it's not true. I know it's true, but it feels it's not true.
Yeah. I know,
I used to follow her on Snap as well. She was always posting on Snap, always maybe either kicking or she's like, she just having fun. She was just being Ebony. She was just being herself.
Right. I remember when it happened, I had a friend who was really a diehard friend of hers, and literally, like, she couldn't believe it, too. It was just, like, so surreal, like, how all of a sudden she was just, like, on Snapchat, you know, having a good time and giving us, you know, energy, and all of a sudden we hear that, you know, she's been in an accident, and literally, like, it was so disastrous. I felt so bad for my friend.
At least you found out in a nice way, because me, I'd slept the night before. I'd watched her Snap, all right? And I fell asleep.
Right.
So I woke up like 10 or like, I think like 9 a.m. 10. And then I woke up to a whole lot of messages from my friends and even my dad. They had sent me pictures and videos of the accident. And then I think, so I opened my dad's first. And my dad was, the caption on that was, "I sent this to you and I know you would feel some type of way because you liked her a lot." And I was like, so I just told you, I was like, oh my day was ruined. Honestly, I was so scared. Not because of anything, but just, I didn't know her personality, but I just loved her music. I just loved her style and her flavor, but nobody should die kind of dead like that.
Right. Especially a new and upcoming artist, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't even get to win an award.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
I think she won smaller awards, but it wasn't, like, the huge one that she...
She didn't get to be as big as she would have been.
She wanted to,
Anticipating the future, if she had lived on, I think she would have. She would have taken Ghana forward.
I think so, too, because... She was really good. She was really amazing. And I just want to say, we all want to say, may she sleep in peace. Her music still, you know, reigns. You know what I mean? Like, we still listen to her.
She's still the queen of dancehall.
In Ghana, for real, though.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a message her management posted on the gram. We're talking about how it's been 3 years exactly since she passed.
Yeah, I think they said they wanted to do a jollof party, because that was her favorite food. Jollof party for students of Akropon School for the Blind.
That would be really, really good. That's a good charity, actually.
I think they're doing. I don't know when, but I saw the post. So I know they're going to do it sooner rather than later. So.
Yeah,
just hope for the best, and we hope the family gets enough closure.
And I think they should do it. They should do it.
Well,
she rest in perfect peace, though.
Yeah, may she rest in peace. Not to be rude or anything, but you know, we are in a hard time, so we want to make sure we're entertaining people as well and not being so sad. So we're gonna go ahead and jump right into Olamide's album, Carpe Diem. And I wanna know, like, I've listened to it, I love it so far, but I wanna know how you guys feel about it as well. So without further ado, who wants to go first? Or Ajua, ladies first?
No, please, no. Heard you.
Heard you with the feminist statements. Yes.
Michael, you can take us through. It doesn't really spoil anything.
It doesn't.
I have some street cred to your name.
Me? Street credit? Uh-uh. I aim for the streets.
Really?
I aim for the streets. I'm a mama's boy.
Someone from the Bronx is not from the streets, though.
How do you think of it? Because he always has a durag on. He always has, like, an earring. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Being all gangsta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Right? I'm a fake gangster.
Fake gangster.
Right.
A gangster only tattoo.
Right, guess it's only tattoo. Wait, I have no tattoos, I have nothing.
Oh, awesome. Two CDs video.
I see two CDs. Oh my god. Two CDs is less than a dollar. Don't even play me like that. Why are you playing me? I ain't that broke.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Okay, yeah, no, so you can't take that from there. You're not broke.
You know, no, he's not.
Maybe like.
Yo. Okay. Olamide's Carpe Diem. I think it's a good album. So far, I've jammed to it. I only like, honestly speaking, if I'm not gonna lie, about like four songs on there. I don't know why, but the album is really good. It is. I'm not gonna lie. Like the arrangement, the message he was trying to deliver, I think he was really good at it. But I only like four songs, and that starts with Green Light is my number one, even though Infinity is like, no, Infinity is not the popular one. It's Loading, sorry. Even though Loading is a popular one, Green Light is really good to me. I don't know why. Even if you listen to our ad, guys, it's in our ad. I don't know if you guys pay attention to that, but yeah, it is. It's in our ad. Remember our ad in the beginning with the sponsors?
It was
Stop playing with me.
Was it on Loading?
No. It's Green Light.
Oh, I thought it was
Loading. Oh,
well, you don't have to expose me like that, relax.
You see, now you always give me help.
You see?
Putting you on blast. Now you see it's Michael, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah, but... It's okay, it's okay. The listeners will find out who you really are. Yo, so yeah, I like Green Light, I like Infinity. I like... I think it's called Triumphant with Bella Schmerda. And Loading.
Yeah, those the Cash App guy.
Songs I like. Yeah. Is that the Cash App guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bella Schmerda.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. The reason why I like those songs is because it kind of gives me, like, it puts me in a happy spirit, I would say, listening to those songs.
Yes.
I know, right?
He's not angry. He's a boy, but he has all these feelings like he's a girl. So it's like, so then me, what should I say, Michael?
I mean, hey, listen.
Because you're
emotions,
high and low spirits.
I can't pick one. I'm a human. We're indecisive, I think. Aren't we?
Yeah, we are, though.
Exactly. So I can, you know, have a good day today. Tomorrow might be a little moody one, you know. So
every day should be a happy day, so.
Exactly. Even if it is cry, something is wrong.
But don't race the album yet. So just tell us how you feel about it generally.
So yeah, generally I think he puts me in a really happy spirit with those four songs. Loading is really popular. I think that even when I play it, I get into this like dancing mood. And hopefully when I do touch down in the motherland, I'm gonna blast that in my car. So we'll see how that goes. But I think it puts me in a happy spirit. I like it so far.
When I touch down in the motherland. Misikaya saying.
Misikaya 1,000. Oh, 1,000. Do you have 1,000?
Misikaya saying, how much do you got? How much?
Do you have 1,000?
How much
for your too much money? Hey! Medical. Whoever. But yeah, I've given my little spiel, whatever. Please, you guys tell me how you feel about it. And then after that, we're going to talk about rating, because I haven't rated it yet, so. Drizzle, do you want to tell me something? Oh, Ajwa, okay. No, Ajwa.
Drizzle, you got something to say. Okay, well, Drizzle is cookie things, yes.
I'm going.
No, I want to go. No, your time has passed.
I'm going.
No, let him go. Let him go.
Well.
Yo, we're jokes.
No, so you see, I feel with Olamide, honestly speaking, from my own point of view, I'm going to bash myself because I feel I've slept on him. I say
what?
I say that in a very, I use that term very loosely because.
Okay.
I think the only song I can constantly or I can clearly say I know of Olamide is Bobo. And I released that like a couple of years back. I'm really sorry to his fans. But like that's how I feel I've slept on him. Maybe because I'm not Nigerian, or I haven't really got in touch with my Nigerian roots to listen to those songs of his. Because maybe I know he puts out songs, probably singles or albums after mm-hmm. Bobo, but I haven't really had the time to like delve or like find a particular favorite. You get it? So right. For this album to come up, or for him to put out this project, I had to listen to it. Because aside from us reviewing it, I realized that I had to listen to it too. Because there are some songs on there that I like. Apart from right. He featuring my favorites, Omale and then Fireboy, there are a couple songs on there that I think I like. I think my okay. I like about, out of the 12 songs, I think I like 6 of them. Or close
six
to
of
six.
Them?
Yes, okay. 6. My all-time favorite is Infinity with Omale. I don't know mm-hmm. why, but when I was looking for Infinity, I didn't know the title. I just heard Omale's parts. So I went to Google and I went to search. She did like, I'm allowed to type. She did feel like da, da, da. Like that part, that Omale's
mm-hmm,
part.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you singing?
No,
Madam, are you singing?
Michael, I was beatboxing. I was singing.
Yo.
No, so, so you get what I'm trying to say. Like, I didn't know the title, so I had to go and search and I had to look for it. And I was like, wow, that really makes sense. So, like, it's really, like, that song is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, from both artists really came and they delivered on it. Then, honestly, right. I would say Another Level just was a banger for me.
Another Level?
Yeah, like, he's on a different level, but it's a banger for me. No questions asked, nothing. Then okay. I feel, I don't know, I'm on the fence about At Your Service. I can't really give my intake on it just yet.
Okay.
So I'm on the, probably might hit me later on. Maybe it's one of those songs that you come back and listen to later on. But for the time being, it hasn't, I don't know my take on it. So I'm on the fence.
Okay.
And I think Triumphant speaks for itself. So then Do Better. If you listen to Do Better, if you listen to Bobo, they're not the same, but then they give you the same upbeat song. So that's the Olamido, or that's the Bado Snare I remember back in the day.
Oh, heard you with the Bado Snare.
You understand? So I feel he's back.
Bad,
and then
I wish he
stays consistent like this, because this Carpe Diem was fire. So mm-hmm. I hope he continues like this. And then I think he had a song, I think Shilalo. And then there's just a sentence in it that, like, I fell in love with. I don't think I like it yet, but probably I fell in love with it. He said, even when I'm not in the mood, she did she love me. And I think I was like, it made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And I never get warm, so you know how it is. And I feel,
oh shit.
And I feel Olamide, whether it's his rap, whether it's his singing, whether it's chorus, R&B, whatever, he literally delivers. That's why I go back and I say again that I slept on him. I never gave him the attention I feel he deserves. And obviously, Loading has to be my favorite, because part of it was released earlier, or like, no, when the song was released, a couple of people used to use it for like snippets and stuff on Instagram. So it makes you want to come back and listen to the full song, not just that part people are using to goof about or like using for background music in their skits. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was pretty. Loading is also pretty cool. And then Unconditionally, it has this like dance tune. To me, Unconditionally, I saw myself like, okay, you'll be riding with someone in the car. Obviously, I'll be in the passenger seat since I can't drive yet. Then you'll be snapping to it, and you'll be pointing at your viewers, like they owe you something, that kind of thing. You see, when someone is snapping and then they are singing to someone, pointing in the camera, you point like that's the vibe I got with Unconditionally. So I think it's pretty cool as well. And then I think that's CNN Triumphant. So those are like my top favorites so far.
So big.
Heard you. You gave us all the deets. I love that. All right, Drizzle, how you feeling about Carpe Diem?
It seems to me like Olamide carefully planned the features to fit how he wanted this whole project to sound and feel like. And then on this album, you could clearly tell he has grown to embrace the new school.
Yeah.
And for the first time in about forever, I didn't skip any song on this album.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't skip any song on there. And then this sounded like a party album. You can put this album on for a small pool party and not feel bored. You'd dance your way through till the whole album plays over. And then I feel like, to me though, the highlights of the album were Loading, which is track 10, mm-hmm. Another Level, track 1, Infinity, track 3, and then Chimichanga, which is track 8.
Ooh, Chimichanga is really good too, yeah.
Yeah, Chimichanga was a good song, yeah.
I forgot about that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will forget about those ones. Yeah, so all of these songs are party songs, and the project gave us a party vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
And so for Olamide's caliber, putting out this work deserves some praise. By nature, he's a rapper though. So putting out this Afro-pop, Afro-beat album, and for it to sound like how it is, like I'm really impressed. So I feel like, yeah, Olamide really, really put in some work in here. So yeah, I'm impressed. I'm proud of the work he put in. Yeah,
that is really true. That is really good. I actually like the fact that you mentioned that he is a rapper, because previous song that I've listened to also is like he just spits rap. He doesn't do more of the musical side of things. So him transitioning and being versatile and trying to, you know, give us, you know, what's trending now is really good. I think the name of the album, Carpe Diem, does definitely, like, you know, seize, it does mean like what it means, like it literally says it means seize the day. I think it literally does that with, like you said, you know, you can play it at a beach or even a pool party, and he literally really, like
so you can see, like, he literally snatched my wig. He seized the day, the night, and then
girl, wait,
the afternoon, he snatched my wig.
He snatched your wig? Girl, you forgot to put on the Gorilla Glue then. You had to put on the Gorilla Glue. You're gonna be the Gorilla Girl.
I saw the girl who used the Gorilla Glue, and I went, I'm not going through that. I can't.
You ain't put your wig on right. No, but yeah, I'm glad he was able to snatch your wig off, because literally he did seize the day with the album. I think it's a good one too. I'm actually gonna go ahead after this. I'm gonna play it again and again, just to like get that happy feeling that I always get when I listen to those four songs. So I'm gonna say, so far, with all that we've all said, I think that for me it's a 7 out of 10 for me with Carpe Diem. I like it, it's pretty good. I definitely would recommend it. If you haven't listened to it yet, you should probably go listen to it now. It's a banger. So I gave 7 out of 10.
Banger.
I may love it. Hey, okay. Now, but seriously,
somewhere else. You can't steal Olamide shine with Rema.
I can't. No, okay, so I know Drizzle gave us his, and I just also gave my little spiel, but I wanted to say, what's your number rating, guys? What would you give it?
Wait, Matthew, you gave him what, a 7?
A 7 out of 10, yeah.
I think you copied Drizzle.
No, I didn't. You think so?
No, I haven't even given my
rating. No, because from how Drizzle came up with his intro, mm-hmm. He won't give it like more than an 8, honestly speaking. So the best.
No, then Adra really knows me.
The best, right? The best is Drizzle will give it a 7, or like a 7. Because right. How he said, oh, Olamide did this, Olamide did that, you know, like.
But then I'm sorry to disappoint you, it's a 6.5.
Oh!
Nah, it's actually a 7.
Yeah.
So Adra, I guess you were right
there. He has jokes. Yeah, he has jokes, trust me.
Right. Alright, so he gave it a 7 out of 10 too. What about you, Ajwa?
Oh, I'd give it a 7.5. Y'all want to copy me, but nah. I'll give it a 7. I'll give it an 8 on a very good day.
Okay.
Because, like, I love six of the songs out of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
I know. No problem, same time. So guess what they're doing? Guess what they're doing? Why, guys? They're over here pouring wine without me, and it's all good.
Oh, I thought you didn't know we're opening the second bottle of wine. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
This one's named Chateau Cabernet Sauvignon 2018.
Okay.
13% volume. Mike, it's about to be a long night.
I can tell. Shit.
Hopefully you can catch the rest of the highlights on my streak. But yes. Thank you guys. So who is that by this time? So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. We hope Michael can take it from here. Like, trust me. Seeing Drizzle pour the red wine is doing something to my soul.
Wow. I'm a little jealous.
Go for a break. Okay, we can go for a break.
We're gonna go on a short break. We'll be right back. My friends are pouring wine, so I'm gonna get myself a drink too as well.
Don't try. Loaded.
on. Bad boy Tim's in the building. Spiritual ginger.
On today's episode, we have music producer Ascenso Jr., also known as Clement, giving us a little spiel about Olamide's music. You can find him on Instagram as ASENSO.JNR. Hey Clement, thank you for answering the phone. Are you busy?
No, not really.
All right, perfect. So I invited you today because I wanted you to give me your insight on Olamide's Carpe Diem album. Have you listened to it yet?
Yes, I did. It was recommended by a friend. I mean, it's not an artist that I normally listen to, but it was recommended and then I listened. And I think it's a great masterpiece.
Okay.
I mean, from the instrumentation, the delivery, the content, I think it's good.
It's good?
Very good.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How many songs do you actually like on the album? Because it's about, I think, 12 to 15? Let me just double check to make sure.
Yeah, I think about 12. 4 of it is my favorite.
About 2 of them? I'm sorry, what did you say? I didn't get that.
I said about 4.
About 4, okay. Can you name the 4 for me, please?
Yeah. Green Light.
Okay.
Infinity. Mm-hmm. Do Better. And then
Loading. Do Better.
It's nice.
Okay. Dope.
Like, what makes it unique? Why does it like?
Why do you like those?
Okay, you know, I'm a producer, right? So before, I mean, if music becomes a favorite, then it depends on everything about that. I mean, like I said earlier on, and I mean the content, the vibe, the delivery, it makes up a perfect song. So
okay.
If you have all these in one song, then it means that song qualifies to be a favorite. If I'm not exaggerating.
I think that's a good point, actually. Because, I mean, when you listen to songs, you actually want to make sure you're enjoying, like, the lyrics you're providing, the tone you're giving to you, you know. You want to feel something. You don't want to just, like, listen to a song just for, like, listening sake. So I think you make a good point.
Exactly.
I think you make a good point.
Yeah, probably is. But as a producer, though, what does it aim at achieving? Like, what vibe? Is it about vibes? Is it, like, they just produce and then aim at any particular artist that they want to, like, maybe get on the song, or they just produce whatever that comes to mind?
Was that question?
It's not that.
Yeah, it wasn't clear. Like, so your question is like.
I'm trying to know what like he being a producer. If he is in the studio and producing, does he aim at a particular artist, or he just produces based on the vibe or the kind of feel he has? Just like other artists. Right, based on whatever feeling they have or whatever thing that goes on.
So yeah, I think a question that Drizzle's trying to answer is basically like how do you produce? Like, do you go based off like the artist's like vibe they give you? Like, is it like based off what you feel? Like,
okay, you know, mostly I'm in the studio alone,
mm-hmm.
and then it's a vibe that I mean, it's totally right. So whatever comes from me, I put it on. Then I think of artists that fit on the beat that I produce.
Okay.
So in case I produce an Afro beat, that okay, this is Olamide, right? He has a vibe like this and it goes this way. If it's in line with what I produce, then I would say, okay, I played it because of him. or okay. I play this type of beat. But then if you're in a studio with an artist, you play what the artist wants, not what you want at that moment.
So like you're saying, like the artist would bring their own beat, or like you would produce something and then the, they would tell you whether they like it or not?
No. They bring a vibe. So let's say if you're in the studio and you're singing a chorus or a hook or something, I develop the beat from what you are sung.
Okay.
But then if I'm in the studio alone, I play what I want to play.
Right.
And then I think of an artist that will set the beat.
Okay.
It's not like they come to
But then if he produces based on his feelings, if he's alone, and then maybe depending on what artist like, as he felt like Olamide was able to get what exactly he wanted as an artist, because like if you look at the productions on the album, it sounded like Olamide like knew exactly what he wanted to be featured on the album. Like he knew who he wanted to put on the album. He knew what producer to go to. He knew what sound and vibe he wanted to give the whole album.
So as a producer, like, do you feel like Olamide was able to produce what he wanted? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking that.
I would say yes, because I feel like there was no dull track on it. I mean, there was no track that you could say, this is not nice, so the collaboration is bad. Every collaboration, every beat, everything they put on this album is dope. And I feel like, I mean, this album needs attention, even though I'm not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the good thing, I mean, taking this masterpiece into consideration, and it's nice. I mean, I would say it's a blessing for me to even be part of people who, listen to the album. So, I think it's good. That is all I can say.
Okay, great. Okay.
And then what vibe did the whole album give you as a producer, though? Because, like, I know Olamide to be a rapper, but with the work he got on this album, it didn't sound like he rapped more. It sounded like he wanted to give us an Afrobeat vibe to it. So if this is the first time you listen to Olamide, what vibe did he give you? Would you classify him a rapper in case you didn't know him, or he's an Afrobeat artist? Because like the vibe he wanted to put on this album didn't sound like one that is typically of a rapper.
Okay, you know, I understand the question perfectly. Well, Olamide is known as a rapper, but they should even tell you that Afrobeat is taking over Africa. And then, you know, you don't just put out an album. Before you put out an album, you should know what is trending at that moment. Because I'm not sure if it would have been a hip-hop album to go far as it is now. But considering what is happening in Africa right now, which is the Afrobeat, I think he made the right choice. And then I was shocked, because he being a rapper and then he's singing and all those, I mean, it's a tough one. It's very dope.
You said him being versatile on it? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very dope.
Okay, so what I'm taking from your response to my question is that Olamide was following the trend. He was following Afrobeat because it's Afrobeat. Being on top right now, right? And not
Olamide
being himself as a rapper. And so it's not the normal Olamide trying to rap and make noise on a beat or something like that, but he was following trends. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Then I think I'm kind of wishing you.
Perfect. I think that you guys actually made a lot of good points. I really appreciate your time, Clement. Thank you so much. And once again, make sure you keep on listening to Afrobeat and Cheers. Thank you so
much. Thank you too.
All right, bye. Alrighty, guys. Welcome back from the short break. We're going to go ahead and introduce our new artist. Well, not new artist, but, you know, his new album that we're going to talk about, which is...
Black Star by Kelvin Boy. It's 15 songs on that album, so please get your safety belts fastened. I don't know, get strapped, because there's going to be a whole lot to talk about.
It's Kelvin Boy again.
Hey. We have a single. We have a single on their team.
Are you cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Rizzo, tell us. Take Mike and tell us.
Right. Think for us, please.
Anyway, thank you. I don't want to put Joseph on blast because he's going to hold my neck later and say, actually, I always put me on blast.
It was, so it was a dress fault.
I just let him slide. Michael, I'll let you slide for today.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you to all our listeners, all our viewers. Keep listening, keep streaming, keep reposting, keep, you know, giving us comments and reviews because we really appreciate them.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram as well. Afrobeats and Cheers. No space.
No spaces.
We put out a lot of stuff so that you'd be the first to hear if we put out a new podcast or a new episode. Thank you very much, and it's been lovely being your co-host or your main host, I don't know, but it's been ushering you into this new episode. Hola Media's Carpe Diem. It's been lovely. I'm your host or co-host Ajoa, and I have with me Drizzle Wise, and I have with me Michael as well. So thank you for listening to us wherever it is. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and have a good day.
Yes.
Thank you.